Blog Talk Radio.
For my soul,
just for my soul, I need,
and I'm tired of crying all night, just for my soul.
Gave my body and my soul away. So now I come to you just to behold, heal my soul.
Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio, August the 12th, 2023. And this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yoke of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and we are taking charge and living life to the fullness. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host on this morning, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have an anointed, spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get right to it. We have some announcements. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministry, Inc., and you can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in a donation. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you this morning and in the continuing months of 2023. If you're blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. You can text 309-750-7584 or email us at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, M-A-Z-E-N-G-R-A-C-E. MINISTRIES@gmail.com. And we're on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. We have exciting lessons. So please tune in to connect to this lesson live. The link is http://tobtr.com/s/122-57619. Amen. And it's just a blessing to be back with you all on this Saturday. We had some technical difficulties on last Saturday, but however, we're going forth in Jesus' name. The lesson explains, what is really happening in America today? Violence is everywhere. We as a people, talking about the African Americans, we continue to fight for our rights.
Prime example, the brawl in Montgomery, Alabama, where the black man was jumped on by seemingly five Caucasian individuals. The world is in a state of confusion. Hawaii is burning because of the devastating wildfire, and there's over now 100 individuals who have lost their lives. But even more concerning is the loss of property. Therefore, so many have left their homes for the safety of shelters, and the number keeps growing. It comes down to sin. Sins, which includes, I'm going to give you some of the attributes of Satan: seed of discord, without principles, murderers, malignant, that's just total evil. And these are just a few. Therefore, we have a word on today that will illuminate your heart and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ to end your suffering. We will take you on a journey in the word that will give you greater peace, greater hope, and a closer walk to Jesus as we set the pace for victory. We are fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Yes. We are fighting the good fight of faith, and the theme for this month of August is winning the battle with the supernatural. The lesson for this first Saturday in August is the world has turned to idolatry. I think I gave you the wrong link. Let me give you the correct link. The correct link is those numbers would be 122-60410 for those that's trying to link in that way. Sorry about that. Our text is coming from Deuteronomy 32:9, 12-13, 15-20. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. It provoked him to jealousy, which strained God. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to God whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Explanation of the lesson, Deuteronomy 32:9, it says, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. And this is the reason why the Lord so early provided a portion of inheritance for his children of Israel in the land of Canaan, because they were his part. They were his portion, his inheritance, which he chose by lot for himself, or allotted to himself, whom he chose to be his special and peculiar people. For although the world is his, he only reserved a part for himself, which he separated from all the rest, and considered as his portion and inheritance. And you can read that Psalms 33:12. Thus the spiritual Israel of God, as they are his people, whom he has chosen, taken into covenant and given to Christ, and are redeemed and saved by him, they are his part or portion, separated by distinguishing grace from the rest of the world, and are the inheritance of Christ, who is appointed heir of all things and is an unalienated inheritance, and is obtained by lot, or rather is measured out by a rod or line, by the line of electing grace, by which the church and people of God are circumscribed, marked out, and distinguished from others, and by the line and rule of the sacred scriptures, which are the measures and standard of faith and practice of worship and discipline to them. Exodus 19:5-6, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 32:12, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him, no strange God. Moses makes clear that God alone carries Israel through all its struggle and victories, thus depriving the people of any excuses for apostasy from the Lord by interest in false gods. When the fire or smoke lifted from the tabernacle and moved, the people followed. He was their God, and they were his people. There was no false gods among them. But men have turned from God, and they now worship the gods of other nations. Deuteronomy 32:13. He made him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Honey out of the rock is a reference to honeycomb located in the fissures of the faces of a cliff. Is used because Canaan had many wild bees. Oil out of the flinty rocks, likely a reference to olive trees growing in rocky places, otherwise lack of fruit-growing trees. These metaphoric phases regarding honey and oil point to the most valuable products coming out of the most unproductive places, which supports the fact that the promised land was followed with milk and honey. The Lord was their provider. They had no need for food. God fed them. He caused Israel to defeat the nation before them. They received their inheritance of the land of milk and honey. Verses 15 through 18. Now here are two instances of wickedness of Israel. Each was apostasy from God. These people were called Jeshurun, an upright people. But they soon lost the reputation both for their knowledge and for their righteousness. They indulged their appetites as if they had nothing to do but to make provisions for the flesh, to fulfill the lusts of it. Those who make a god of themselves and a god of their bellies in pride and wantonness, and cannot bear to be told of it, thereby forsake God and show they esteem him lightly. There is but one way of sinners' acceptance and sanctification. However, different modes of irreligion or false religion may show their favorable regard for other ways, which is often miscalled candid. How mad are adulterers who forsake the rock of salvation to run themselves upon the rock of perdition? This is going on in our land now. People lie. They don't respect the church or God. They have replaced God with social media, cell phones, TikTok, and putting God on their level as if he did not create the universe. Deuteronomy 32:15, but Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. There are waxed and fat, there are grown thick, there are covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Jeshurun, the word means righteous, literally the upright one, a name for Israel which sarcastically expresses the fact that Israel did not live up to God's law after entering the land. God uses this name to remind Israel of his calling and to severely rebuke apostasy. Waxed, fat, and kicked. Like an ox, which had become fat and intractable, Israel became affluent because of the bountiful provisions of God. But instead of being thankful and obedient, they became rebellious against the Lord. Jeshurun is taken from righteousness. This is speaking of the nation of Israel, which had been chosen of God to be righteous. All of a sudden, their problems were solved. They have food and drink in abundance, and their crops are bountiful. This is speaking of a time when they are no longer in need of any earthly thing. They have grown rich and fat, then suddenly do not feel the need to be dependent on the Lord. Woe to the man that don't feel like he needs to depend on God. There are like many of us, when things are going well, we have a tendency to forget about God. Help us, Lord. They have forgotten the rock of their salvation. Verse 16 through 17, the identification of strange gods with devils is unusual. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 8:4 through 6, idols are not gods at all. but powers behind false gods may be demonic. To open the door to anything other than the one true God may be opening a door to demonic activity. That's Psalm 78:58 and Revelation 9:20. Psalm 78:58, and this is the King James Version, it says, "For they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their graven images." Deuteronomy 32:16 says, "They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked them him to anger." It was in and out through the word. Strange gods. Israel turned to worship the gods of the people in the land. These were gods that had not before acknowledged. Idleness may times lead to sin. Had they stayed busy trying to make a living, they might not have time to consider false gods. Abominations are revolting sins. Exodus 34:14 says, "For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." God will not share his people with a false god. To do that is to commit spiritual adultery, and this brings the wrath of God. There are so many in our world today that are experiencing the wrath of God because they have taken up worshiping idolatry. The ancient gods of the nations of the promised land dwell among us. These are spirits that are decided by Satan to turn men away from God. Deuteronomy 32:17 said, "They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not." Leviticus 17:7, 2 Chronicles 11:15, Psalms 106:3, or Shechem. Leviticus 17:7, and I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "So they shall no longer offer their sacrifices to goat idols or demons or field spirits with which they have played the prostitute. This shall be a permanent statute for them throughout their generation." 2 Chronicles 11:15 says, "Jeroboam appointed his own priest for the high places, for the satyrs or the goat demons and the calves, the idols which he had made." Psalms 106:37, "Then even sacrifice their sons and daughters to demons." Shechem comes from the Hebrew root word shud, which means to act violently, to lay waste, to devastate, that which brings destruction. Ancient Babylon writings, the word Shechem or Shadu speaks of spirits, protective or malevolent. Therefore, Shechem is a malevolent spirit that will lay waste and devastate and bring destruction. The term describes those angels who fell with Satan and constitute the evil forces that fight against God and his holy angels. Idol worship is a form of demon worship, as demon spirits impersonate the idol and work their wickedness strategies through the system of false religion tied to the false god. These false gods were from the imaginations of their own evil minds. The fact that they were new gods showed that they were a figment of people's minds. They were not gods. They were treated as if they were gods. Revelation 9:20 says, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk." Verses 18-33, "For this foolish apostasy, the Lord will severely judge Israel." This visitation of anger is in form of a divine resolution to punish Israelites whenever they pursue idols, including the next generations of sons and daughters. Verse 19. In verse 20-22, Moses quotes the Lord himself. Now, Deuteronomy 32:18, "Out of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee." The same with the rock of salvation, Deuteronomy 32:15. Repented and expressed in different words, their wretched ingratitude might be taken notice of and observed. Begetting is ascribed to this rock, as regeneration is to Christ. 1 John 2:29, and this is the Amplified Version. If you know that he is absolutely righteous, you know for certain that everyone who practices righteousness, doing what is right and conforming to God's will, has been born of him and has forgotten God that formed thee. For the rock they were unmindful of and forgot is the true God and eternal life, the essential word of God. Him, the Jewish nation, but also this current world has forgotten. They forgot the character given to them in promise and prophecies in the Old Testament. And therefore they knew him not when he came and fulfilled the voices of the prophets they were ignorant of in condemning him. Hence, they were unmindful of his person, his offices, his works, his benefits, and the great salvation by him, as indeed too many are that call themselves Christians. They soon forgot the God who created them. God created man from the dust of the earth. This speaks of the physical birth. God also gave new life to the family of Jacob when he brought them out of Egypt. Deuteronomy 6 and 12, then, beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. The rock was their deliverer. They drank the rock of the water of life. In verses 19 through 25, the revolt of Israel was described in the foregoing verses, and here follows the results of divine justice as to them. We deceive ourselves as if we think that God will be mocked by a faithless people. Sin makes us hateful in the sight of the holy God. See what mischief sin does and reckon those to be fools that mock at it? Deuteronomy 32:19. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. The disregard of the Jews to Christ, their forgetfulness of him, and their disdain of rejecting of him. Their continuous sacrifices when the great sacrifice was offered up, their setting up other messiahs and saviors and the idols of their own righteousness in opposition to the righteousness of Christ, all which not only as the omniscient God he saw, but took notice of and considered and did not at once pass judgment on them, at least did not immediately execute them, but waited some time to see how they would afterward behave. He abhorred them, in his heart despised them, and at last rejected them with contempt and abhorrence, very righteously and in just retaliation, Zechariah 11 and 8. As for what before observed, so for what followed. Zechariah 11 and 8, then I eliminated the three, incompetent, unfit, shepherds, the civil rulers, the priests, and the prophets in 1 month. For I was impatient with them, and they also were tired of me and despised me. Because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters, which is not to be understood of the Lord being provoked to wrath by sin of those who called themselves or were called his sons or daughters. For these are such who were truly his sons and daughters, and different from those in Deuteronomy 32 and 20, said to be children in whom is no faith. Abhorred means scorned in this particular verse. They had left God and worshiped false gods. God would turn his back on them, even if they are his sons and daughters. Deuteronomy 32 and 20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation. Children in whom is no faith. I will make them and others see what the fruit of such actions shall be. I will see what their end shall be. God himself comes forth to announce his resolution to withdraw his favor from them and to inflict chastisement upon them. He will withdraw his protective care of them and see how they would fare without him. And he would also send on them the tokens of his displeasure, a very froward generation, literally, a generation of perversity, an utterly perverse and faithless race. In conclusion, we are living in a world where the ancient gods, gods of the Middle East, or the gods of the nation that lived in the Promised Land now dwell among us. God instructed the children of Israel not to worship any strange gods, but they did it anyway. These gods, idols, which made up of men for worship, for making it rain, or for a good harvest, these gods or idols have reigned over tribes, nations, kingdoms, and empires. They have subjugated cultures and mastered civilizations, infusing them with their spirit, saturating them with their images, and possessing them. These gods have come in the forms of spirits, for example, the spirit of enlightenment, freedom and power, the spirit of entitlement. They come as a secular god, new gods, altar gods, gods that grant godhood, gods that deny they were gods, and gods that declare that they were no gods. They come as gods in this world that we're living now. Please remember, put on the whole armor of God as outlined in Ephesians the 6th chapter. Put this on as a daily practice. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, you are good. You are good. You're so good, God. Lord God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Oh, God, we thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. Oh, God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. And we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord God, thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Carey, Lord God. Continue to keep your hands upon her, Lord God. And then, Lord God, look on my leaders, Lord God. Administrative Assistant Superintendent Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. Look on my assistant pastor, Elder Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, Lord God. Oh, God, look on the mothers this morning, Lord God. Look on Mother Carrie today, Lord God. You know what she needs, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. And then, Lord God, look on Mother Garnett, Mother Gibbs, Mother McCall, Mother Esther Moore, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look on Mother Norman, God. Mother Maxine, God. Look on Sister Christine today in Texas, God. Sister Pat over in Indiana, Lord God. Think all the way over to Iowa, Lord God. And look on my daughter, God. Hallelujah. Stir the minds, God. Stir the minds of the young folks, Lord God. Look on the ministerial staff. Look on Elder Rogers today, Lord God. Look on Dad Ellis today, Lord God. Look on the deacons, the ministerial staff, God, the ushers, Lord God. Look on your people everywhere, God. Then, Lord God, for the listeners, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I pray a special blessing for the listeners, Lord God, because they took our time, God. They took our time to hear this word, God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the listeners, Lord God. Hallelujah. Do something for them, Lord God. Do for them, Lord God, that they couldn't do and can't do for themselves, Lord God. And then, Lord God, I ask you to just be with us, Lord God. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, God, keep us. Keep us focused, God. Oh, God, don't let us make idols. Don't let us worship idols for ourselves, Lord God, because we are your children, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are your sons and daughters, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you just to look on the children that's going back to school on Monday, Lord God. Hallelujah. Keep your loving arms around them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give them the mind and the parents the minds to pray with them before they leave. Hallelujah. And bring them back safe, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is the Dr. Maria Carey, and today was your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in next week, same time. I'll be back, and have a blessed day on purpose.